Slice Your Asian Half bonus episode.
Welcome to Slice Your Asian Half, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, this is Dave. Thanks so much for joining me. This is actually a bonus episode I'm throwing in for you. It's not one of my regular episodes. I'm throwing a bonus episode in because I just hit my 10,000th download. We've had 10,000 of our programs downloaded since I started this podcast, Slice Your Age in Half, back in October. And it's just been, it's been amazing. You see, when I first started this several months ago, I had this passion to teach and to coach and to really help my listeners and help my friends just live a really, really healthy life. And I just feel I have a lot to offer, but I never dreamed in a million years that after a few short months, I would have had 10,000 of my episodes listened to, 10,000 downloads total. So I just want to, first of all, thank every single one of you from the bottom of my heart. If it wasn't for you, this would not be possible. I mean, I could be recording a podcast and talking to no one, but so many of you are listening on a weekly basis to my weekly episodes, and now I'm throwing this bonus in for you, and I'm so glad you found this one. So I'm just kind of in awe. I'm just so happy with how this whole thing is working out. And again, I owe it to you. I owe it to my listeners. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to actually give many of you a shout out personally, because I know a lot of you have mentioned to me that you listen to the podcast. Some of you, once in a while when you can. Others are faithful listeners to every single episode. So I'm going to give a shout out to a lot of you. If I don't mention your name, I mean, obviously, you know, when you have 10,000 downloads, you can't mention everybody. It's impossible. But I'm going to try my best to mention some of the people that have told me that they listen and then they're enjoying. So I thank Glenn. Let's see, we got Landy, Lim, Lee, Larry, Yoko, Betty, Jen, Sandy, Lauren, Barb. Hey, thanks so much to all of you. The list goes on and on because I've got David, Barry, Evan, Mark, G-Pop, Nomi, Michelle, Marsha, Terry, Rick, Michael, Erica, Teresa, Rich, Harriet, Mike, Deb, Katie, Patricia. Hey, I love you all. I really appreciate it. I'm not going to stop there. Let's keep it going with thanks to Josh, Jill, Julia, Lori, Mitchell, Bartley, Keiko, Dawn, Warren, Ritu, Jane, Melissa. We've got in Japan, the Onishi family, the Ike family. Thanks, guys, for listening halfway around the world. I really appreciate that. Giselle, Mira, Jim, Ross, Kelly, Ashley, Mary Beth, Karsten. Hey, Karsten. Denise, Rachel, Kanai, Jay, Emily, Jeff, Tepin, Ricardo, Anita, Tony, Sean, Howard, Lisa, Al, Tom, Booty, Angela, Stephen, Carol. That's just part of the list of people that I can think of right off the top of my head that I know are listening. And if I, again, if I didn't mention your name, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It doesn't mean that I forgot about you. I just made a quick note, quick list of some of the people. So thanks so much again. I just can't thank you enough. And I just also wanted to thank people from the following countries that are following me and listening to the podcast. Of course, the United States, we're getting most of our listeners from the U.S., but other than the U.S., we've got Canada, Australia, the U.K., Germany, New Zealand, Japan, Denmark, Greece, Slovenia, Bahrain, Thailand, Mexico, Egypt, and there are more, but the other countries have gotten a few downloads here and there, and I just it's a very, very long list, so I'm going to stop it where I did. But if you're in a country that I did not mention and you're listening to me, again, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. As I said, we've had over, now it's over 10,000 downloads. And we're moving real fast because it seems to be getting more and more popular every single week. So I am going to, I'm going to freeform this. I have no outline. I don't know what I'm going to talk about because this is a bonus. There's no real subject matter. I'm going to kind of just talk off the cuff, if you will. Whatever pops into my mind, I'm going to say it into the mic and we'll see how this goes. It's totally untested. I don't know how long it's going to be. I just really have no idea how this is going to go, but I can tell you one thing. It's going to be fun and I'm glad you're with me. And I am right now in Atlanta. I've been traveling for the past 3 or 4 days or so, been doing some speaking around the country, headed down to New Orleans to do a full day there. Yesterday in Atlanta, did 3 hours in front of a really, really fantastic group. It's just been a blast, and I feel really lucky that I can travel around the country and meet so many people. It's amazing. So right now, I'm kind of just sitting at my desk in my hotel room. I kind of set up my makeshift studio here. And of course, I'm drinking my Tazo Calm Chamomile Tea. I went to breakfast earlier and took a couple extra tea bags from breakfast and brought them up to my room. And luckily, there's a microwave in my room. And I've got a nice cup of tea here, which I'm enjoying. And as I'm kind of recording this this bonus episode. So let me go ahead and take a sip right here. As many of you know, I frequently, or not frequently, pretty much always drink something on the set. It's usually chamomile tea. I know in a recent episode, my buddy Jason Seamer, who was my guest, forced me, tied my hands behind my back and forced me into drinking Vietnamese coffee. It was actually Vietnamese iced coffee, which was delicious. But as you know, I really tried not to drink any caffeine, and I think there was some caffeine in this. So I watered it down quite a bit, and it was still really good, really good. But I'm back with my chamomile tea today. So let's see, where can I start? As I said, this is totally unscripted. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I wish if I could read minds, I could figure out that a lot of you probably have something on your mind that you would like to ask me. But I'm not a mind reader, so I can't. So I'm just going to kind of, as I said, just kind of make it up as I go along. Because all of my episodes are, not that they're scripted, but I have a pretty good outline that I go by. Now, do I ever go off outline? Of course I do, but I pretty much know what I'm going to be talking about during each and every episode, especially if I have a guest on. We know pretty much which direction we're going in. But today, let me start talking about my jet lag, because the first 2 weeks of January, we're in 2014 now, the first 2 weeks of January, I had the great pleasure of taking a trip to Japan with my wife Yoko, and we spent the first few days visiting family. We spent the next 5 days skiing in Niseko, which is on the island of, I'm going to make sure I get this right, Hokkaido is the name of the island. I always get that mixed up with Sapporo. I can never remember which one is the name of the island, but it's Hokkaido. Beautiful place. And I'm telling you something, if there are any skiers out there that love powder, it's not close. It takes a long time to get there, but it's perhaps, from what I've read and now from what I've experienced, it's perhaps the best powder on the planet. I mean, there's something doing with the climate there, and it snows almost every single day. And it's incredibly beautiful. And I just had a great 5 days skiing there. And then after the 5 days skiing, we came back to Tokyo and visited with a lot of friends over the next few days. And the reason I'm telling you this is because I've been back in the U.S. already now for, let's see, how long? I've been back for about 9 days already. And I've got to tell you, I'm just starting now to get over my jet lag. Jet lag is, it's real. It is tough. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me or anything, because I mean, I had a great trip, but I'm traveling somewhere that is basically 14 hours ahead of our time in the United States, at least on the East Coast, 14 hours ahead. And when you travel there and you would travel back through 14 time zones, it really does a number on your body, because, you know, your body, we've got biological clocks, and our bodies really know what's going on, and, you know, when we're supposed to go to sleep and when we're supposed to be going to the bathroom and when we're supposed to be eating breakfast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you play with it, when you mess it up like this, it really screws things up. And I heard from actually a friend of mine who said it generally takes one day per hour of, how can I say this? One day per time zone, one day per time zone to get back into your regular routine and lose the jet lag. So in other words, if you were going to travel somewhere that was just one time zone away, let's say I was traveling to Chicago, basically there's hardly any difference. It's one time zone. In a day, I feel pretty much normal. But traveling 14 time zones away, it literally can take 14 days, 14 full days before my body can figure out what's going on. And it manifests itself in being just really, really tired sometimes. I mean, when I got home from Japan, for the first week, in the afternoons, I would lose all my energy. I wouldn't have any energy. I wouldn't have any energy. I'd fall asleep. I feel just weak. I feel like achy. It's really kind of crazy. So my point is now, I'm just starting to kind of get back. It's been 9 days, and I'm just starting to kind of feel a little bit normal. Now, one thing I will share with you is that during the period of jet lag, it's really difficult to get out and do a lot of exercise. I mean, I'm doing some walking. I haven't been really good with my running lately, just because I think time-wise and also jet lag-wise, it's been just really tough to get out and run. But I will tell you this. What I found is perhaps the most important exercise that I can do to help me with jet lag, and not only help me with jet lag, but it really helps me every single day, because I've talked about this before with you. I'm telling you, the morning routine and stretching, doing yoga, and meditating is definitely the most important thing I do every day to kind of make my body feel better. And I don't spend a ton of time doing it. Maybe, let's say, anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. But what I do, I start off by just sitting down and closing my eyes and doing some breathing exercises. And I've talked to you about this on a previous episode, but my breathing exercises consist of covering one nostril and doing one nostril breathing in and out, and then switching to the next nostril and just kind of rotating back and forth, maybe for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes doing that. And I can't explain why it works, but it really does work. And it just makes me feel really good. Just a simple breathing exercise like that makes me feel really good. Then I get into my stretching, and that will be, start moving my neck around and really moving my head and my neck, and shrugging my shoulders and moving my shoulders all around. Just doing that again, you know, when we sleep and when we're traveling, when we're on airplanes, when we don't get really the proper exercise, just movement of your body really makes a big difference. And believe it or not, you know, most people don't really exercise their neck that much. So if you just take your neck, you know, just turn it and rotate it in different ways and just, you know, kind of go up and down and do a lot of cool things with your neck. It again, that really helps and makes a big difference, and moving your shoulders around. And I get into some yoga positions. I do some thread the needle, which is a warm up, downward dog. What else? I think it's lotus. There's just a bunch of things I do, child's pose, just to kind of stretch and make my body feel good. And as I said, as I do this, combined with some just sitting still, breathing, meditating, it is a really, really important part of the day. And just, I would really urge you just to try it. There's no right and no wrong, really. You just kind of get in the groove and do what you think feels good with your body. And just try a lot of different things. Just move your body around, kind of twist things around gently. And you'll see how really fantastic this feels. It's just, I love it. I love it. So let's see. I wanted to let you know I'm going to be working from Colorado a good part of this winter, actually the end of February to the end of March. Generally, some of you that know me know that I love to ski and I love to hang out in Colorado a good part of the winter. So yeah. And I usually do it a little bit earlier, but because of my Japan trip, I'm going to be making it a little bit later this year. But the good thing about what I do, I can pretty much work from wherever I am in the world as long as I have an internet connection and my computer and phone, whatever I need. You know, so I go to Colorado. I rent a really cool condo there for the month, and I get my work done. I'm going to be recording some podcasts from there, I'm sure. I'll keep you up to date there. But again, I get out into the mountains and do some skiing. I just love it. So if you contact me from the end of February to the end of March, that's where I will be, out in the fresh air of Breckenridge, Colorado, in the beautiful Rocky Mountains, breathing in that fresh air, hopefully skiing down some really good powder. That's where I'll be in this coming February and March. Let's see, let me talk a little bit about, what can we talk about now? Something that's really important to me, and I think one of the things that's actually helped me in my life quite a bit, is very simple. It's just being kind to other people. It doesn't matter who the people are. I don't profile people. I try to give kindness to all human beings. I mean, in this world where we're rushed and we're stressed and we're thrown into public places with they're crowded and noisy and you know, it's just sometimes it's not that simple to be kind and to be nice to other people. But I try to respect and treat any human being, or any animal for that matter, any living being, but we're talking about human beings now, as I would want to be treated, or as somebody in my family would want to be treated. Here's just a tiny, tiny example. So I was walking down the street the other day. I was in downtown Atlanta, and this person came up to me. Now, I don't like to profile. I don't like to judge people, but he gave the appearance of he was likely a homeless person. I will just say that. He came up to me and said, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" Now, a lot of people, I think, would just like turn the other way and keep walking and say, "No, I don't have time for you." But, again, this guy was a human being, and I don't really make it a habit of giving money to homeless people on the streets, because I'm not so sure that's the best thing for them. I mean, I think there are shelters and things like that where homeless people can get food and clothing and you know, maybe like hopefully a warm bed. But I think if I gave somebody a dollar or $5 on the street, I really have no control over what they're going to do with it. And I'm not so sure it's going to help their lives, especially if they're going out and buying alcohol or something like that. So I generally choose not to give somebody money on the street. That doesn't mean I never do it, but as a rule of thumb, I generally don't do it. But again, so he said, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" So it would have been very easy for me just to turn around and walk away and just ignore him or say, "No, I don't have time for you." But, you know, I said, "Sure. What do you need? What can I do for you?" I thought maybe he was going to ask me directions or anything. It could be anything at all. And I'd be very, very happy to help. Now, as it turned out, he did ask for money. And I said, "I'm really sorry. I can't give you any money right now." But I think the point is, I try to treat everybody with respect. A waitress in a restaurant, somebody working in a store at the cash register, whoever it may be, be kind to other people and they will be kind to you. I've just found that over and over in my life. And it just, look, we all have heard this a million times, and it's, I don't know whether we all practice it, because again, it's so easy not to practice that. But in wherever I am, whatever kind of situation I'm in, I just always try my best to be kind to somebody. Now, I came across this guy yesterday, actually, when we were doing a seminar here in Atlanta, and this production guy, the guy that's in charge of kind of like the audio visual and the whole production, he was actually brought in. He didn't work for me. He worked for the place where the seminar was, And this guy was not the nicest guy in the world. He was very confrontational, let's say. And it's almost like at some points he was looking for a fight. He wanted to get into a fight. So I just tried to keep calm and try to, again, treat him with kindness. And over a little period of time, over the course of the day, this guy went from kind of being like a bit of an a-hole to somebody that really tried to take care of us towards the end. So again, if you be really kind to people, if you kind of fight back and get into altercations and that type of thing, you know, it's usually a no win. So being kind to other people, just kind of be kinder than you ever could, and it'll come back to you in many ways. It really will. I don't really know where I'm going with that, because as I said, I'm just kind of talking off the top of my head, and I'm just kind of thinking of things that are important to me in my life, and being kind to everybody is important to me. It just is. That's the way I live. That's the way I live every single day. Somebody on an elevator, somebody walking down the street, I'll try to even make eye contact and smile. Why not? What does it hurt? What does it hurt? What does it hurt to be nice to somebody else? How does it hurt? It does not hurt. Moving on, let me think. Something else actually in my life that has really helped quite a bit is forgiveness. I've learned the act of I can't speak. I'm sorry, people. I'm not going to blame it on the jet lag. Maybe it's the jet lag. I'm not sure, because I think I've got another, let's see, it's been 9 days, so I got another 5 days until I'm supposed to be normal. So I'm probably not normal during this recording. So what was I saying? I can't remember the word I was saying now. I'm talking about forgiveness, though. So I've just learned that if somebody does something bad to you or crosses you the wrong way or just harms somebody that you're close with or harms you or maybe, you know, screws you over in business or something like that. I'll tell you, in the past, I was one to, I hate to use the word hold a grudge, but if somebody was bad to me in one way or another, I would kind of hold a grudge on them and not really be too kind to them. And something I've learned over many years is that is really unhealthy. It just does not work for anybody. And practicing the art of forgiveness is perhaps something that will really change your life. Because when you're upset with somebody on some level, even kind of a subconscious level, it's not something you think about every day, but if you have people in your life that you're just plain pissed at, or you just don't like, or you just hate or can't stand, I'm telling you what's going to happen. It's going to get you sick, most likely. I really do believe this. I believe that people that hate, people that despise people, people that don't like, people that hold grudges are harboring real negative energy. And over a period of time, that negative energy will turn something into your body into disease. Now, will it do it all the time? No. And I'm not trying to play God, because I am just a human being. But I observe things, and I kind of learn things over the years. And it just seems to me that the people that are really positive and forgiving and just have like a real what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I'm just going to use the word the positive attitude about them in their lives, their daily lives. These are generally the people that don't get ill as much. Now, again, we're human, and we can't. Our lives are unpredictable, and I realize that. And sometimes people, God forbid, are born with diseases or get diseases during their lives, and that does not mean that they are bad people or they're holding grudges or they're not positive people. That does not mean that. But I think in general, in general, the positive people, people that, you know, are not harboring really bad feelings are healthier than the people that are harboring hatred and harboring bad feelings. I just honestly feel that's the case. So have I always been good about this? Like I said, no. I mean, years ago, I think I was really tough. I just held a lot of bad feelings in, and it, I'll tell you something, it didn't get me anywhere. It really did not. But I've learned, I don't know, maybe over the past, over the past 10 years plus maybe, I've learned to forgive and forget. It's life is short. It's not worth hating anybody. It's not worth disliking anybody. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. I think we just need to be kind people and not look for fights. And if somebody, like I said, if somebody crossed you the wrong way in the past, hopefully they will forgive. If you cross somebody the wrong way in the past, hopefully you'll apologize and you will be forgiven, because it's really, really important and powerful. I like to think that I treat people well. And I tell you something, when I think about all of the people on the planet that I know or that I don't know, I can't really think of anybody. I mean, I don't know for sure. I can't. Well, maybe with the exception of one or two people, I can't think of anybody that is holding a grudge against me or doesn't like me. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm everybody's favorite person, and like I've got views, and I talk about, you know, health and things like this, and I'm a speaker, and I'm not saying that everybody agrees with what I'm saying or likes what I'm doing. I don't mean that, but I'm talking about I other than maybe two people that I can think of on this planet, that have, for some reason, I think maybe I crossed them the wrong way many years ago. And if I did, I really apologize, because that would be horrible if I did something for somebody to not like me for the rest of their lives. That would be absolutely horrible. But other than the two, that I can think of, I don't think there's anybody on this planet that has hatred towards me. I just don't think so, because again, I try to make it a point to treat people with respect and kind. And if I make a mistake and do something wrong, I will be quick to apologize. Because why not? Why not apologize and why not make things right? Why have enemies? It just doesn't make sense. I like to put my head on my pillow in the evening and know that I treated people pretty well, and nobody's out to get me. Nobody's out to try to come after me. Why? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It really isn't. And I don't know. I mean, I'm the two people that I am thinking of that I think probably still are harboring some type of really, really bad feelings towards me. People, it's funny. These two are, I've known them since childhood, basically. And I think, for some reason, they're not able to forgive me for something that maybe I messed up on. And again, I'm only human, but, I think that, when somebody has hatred towards somebody else, I think what that means is they're not happy within, generally. Generally, somebody that has hatred is not happy with themselves. And I think once they figure out a way to love themselves, you know, I think the hatred goes away. I think it does. I went through a really tough time, as I've told you. I think I've mentioned it on previous episodes, actually. And I'm an open book. I'm not holding anything in, and I don't want to keep any secrets from my listeners. So I went through a divorce 13 or 14 years ago. And it was a really, really tough time of my life. It was very difficult. I mean, I'm sure I was sad. I was depressed. I was lonely. I was a lot more things. It was a very tough time in my life, but I figured out a way to love myself. And once you love yourself and feel very comfortable with yourself, I'm telling you, it seems like the problems pretty much go away. And once you start to love yourself, it seems like you love other people more. And I will even say, I don't know if my ex-wife is listening, Carol, if you're listening. I mean, I'm so glad that we have a great relationship now. I mean, I'm really happy about that. That means the world to me that my ex-wife, and she's the mother of my two kids, and now we share a grandchild together. I mean, that is just so incredibly important, and it's such a good feeling to me that we are on great terms. I mean, we sit down and have lunch together sometimes and talk about our kids and talk about our past, and it's fun. It's fun. You know, our marriage didn't last forever. There are no hard feelings. I think we just grew in different directions, and I think both of our lives are really good now. But we're still friends. We're still friends. And I think that is just a reason, one of the reasons that I'm happy with myself. And when you're happy with yourself, when you love yourself, it's so much easier to love other people. And when you're not happy with yourself, it's so much easier to hate other people. So if you have any of these bad feelings, and again, I really, really doubt it would be very extremely surprising if the two individuals from my past were listening to my podcast. I think they probably would have no interest in listening to my podcast here. But if they are, I would love peace. I would love if I did anything wrong to you in the past. Apparently, I did. I am truly sorry, and let's get over it. You know, if we see each other in public, I mean, it's a small world, and I've run into you in public a few times, maybe a couple times a year, two or three times a year. Instead of you looking the other way and pretending you don't see me or ignoring me or saying something bad behind my back, maybe it's time to forgive, forget, and love each other. I'm ready. I've been ready for a long time, and let's see if we can. Let's see if we can. And if I have any listeners that are in a similar situation, if you're holding a grudge, if you're hating somebody, whether it's a family member or whether it's somebody that screwed you up in business or anything in between, an old friend that really did something bad, maybe give them a call, send them an email. Say you're sorry if you did something wrong to them. Say you'd love to forgive and forget. And I'm telling you something, your life will change. It really is amazing. I can tell you firsthand that when you love yourself, you just love other people, and it's just it's a great feeling. It really is. So to all my listeners, it's true. I love you. I'm so glad you're with me, and I love you. I love each and every one of you. And if I did not mention your name at the beginning of this bonus episode, again, I'm sorry. Don't hate me for that, please. Okay. So, what else? God, we covered a lot of stuff today. And, again, I said, I'm not really sure how long I'll go today. Maybe not much longer, because I think I said some things that were, you know, maybe kind of on my mind as I'm speaking into the mic, and hopefully some of these things will help others. And let me think what else. God. Again, I am just so happy about how this podcast is going. I've got a question. Okay, here, I've got a question for my listeners. You know, some of the episodes I'll do by myself, just like this is a bonus episode. This one really doesn't count, because I'm not going to bring a guest on for a bonus episode. But some of my episodes, they're just me speaking into the mic and helping you and giving you my philosophies and teaching you things that have helped slice my age in half and helped keep me young. And I'm trying to pass these on to you. Other episodes, I have a guest with me in the studio. And I'm just curious to know what you all think, if you prefer just hearing me, David Maddow, or if you prefer when I have, prefer that I have a guest on and we kind of banter and have fun and talk that way, or if you prefer a combination. I'd love to hear your feelings on that. So if you could actually send me an email. You send me a direct email. It's real easy. My email is rundrdave@gmail.com. It's rundrdave. It's rundrdave@gmail.com. It's easy to get me that way. Get me on Facebook, or actually go to davidmaddow.com or sliceyourage.com. Same thing. And you can get in touch with me there. But I'd love to hear your feeling on that, because I'm trying to figure out what direction to go. I love it when I have a guest on, especially some of the guests I've had lately. I mean, Jason has been great. Jason, the weird guy, and then he was on recently again talking about how travel can keep you young. I think his episodes have been just fantastic. And of course, Larry and I talking about the Grand Canyon, and he's the one that biked 180 miles on the CNO Canal towpath. I mean, just a lot of great guests I've had on. Of course, Yoko and Sandy, and the list goes on and on. But I do want to hear your opinion. I want to hear your feeling on if you prefer guests or just me or a combination. So let me know about that. Get back to me on that. And what else? What else do we have here today? I'm just thinking as I'm drinking my tea, sitting in Atlanta, trying to figure out what to do for dinner. I've got a lot of work, and I'm trying to decide whether I will go outside of the studio, go outside of the hotel, and venture somewhere and find a restaurant and eat there, or whether I'm just going to eat here in the hotel. I'm just not sure, because I got to kind of get up a little bit early tomorrow. I'm going to be going to Jacksonville, Florida tomorrow morning to spend the weekend. That's tomorrow morning is actually – I'm recording this on a Friday. And tomorrow morning is Saturday. I'll be spending Saturday and Sunday in Jacksonville with my daughter and son-in-law, Lauren and Michael, visiting their son and my grandson, Jeremy. And my wife, Yoko, is going to be meeting us there. And it's going to be a great 2 days. I can't wait to do that. You know, it's funny. When I was found out I was going to become a grandfather, I really didn't know how to feel, because I, like a lot of people, you know, time goes really fast, and I just think there's so much I have to do before my time is up on this planet. And, you know, when you find out you're a grandfather, you know, you start to think, wow, you know, am I closer to the end of my life than I am to the beginning? Well, I'm probably more than halfway through, because I am 58, but I still, having said that, I've got a lot more years and a lot of healthy years to go and to do a lot of things, and to not only do a lot of things for myself, but to help my friends and my listeners and my followers, because again, my passion, this is my passion, to help you live a much better life. And like I've said before, I'm not gifted in any way. I'm not special. I certainly was not born with a silver spoon. I mean, my parents, we grew up in a kind of probably like a typical upper middle class home, and nothing was really handed to me. Well, you know, college education was handed to me, and I lived a great life. And, but everything I've done to live the life I'm living now has been done because I decided I wanted to do it that way. And I took a turn and took a chance, and am living the life. I'm definitely living the life of my dreams, but it's from my doing. And it's not luck, and it's not somebody else is doing it. I was not born into a rich family, into a rich family business. No, I've figured this out on my own. And that's why I'm convinced that anybody that's listening to this, you can do whatever you want in your life. There's just no question in my mind. I got an email a short time ago from one of my followers, and this was on Facebook. And she said something like this. She said, you know, Dave, you've got a great life. Something like that. Those might not be the exact words, but you know, you're lucky. You're something. You've got a great life. And I emailed her back and said, well, thank you for saying that, but it's not that, it's not luck. And it's, I mean, I designed my life. I sat down, I have goals, I had goals, I still have goals. But the only person that's the pilot or in the driver's seat is you. You're the one that can totally control your life. Even if you're in a situation right now that maybe you're in a job you don't like, you're in a relationship that you don't like. I'm telling you something. I've told you on previous episodes, if you're in a situation, whether it's a job, a relationship, anything that you don't like, you've got the power to change it. Either make it better or change it or get out of it. Because life is short and we certainly do not want to be just running on the kind of like those, what do you call those wheels in the hamster cage every day and then you die. You don't want to do that. So take my word for it. If anybody wants any help on that, just send me an email. Again, I'm pretty good at figuring out how to live a great life. And again, I did this, everything I'm doing now is from something that I figured out on my own and did on my own. So again, I can certainly help you. But again, I think the most serious advice I can give you would be that if you're in a relationship or a business or something that you don't like, that you're not 100% happy with, you got to make that change now. You got to do it. I'm not sure what led me into that, because I know I was talking about going to Jacksonville, but I think the reason I was talking about going to Jacksonville and visiting my grandson is because, yeah, when I found out I became a grandfather, I'm thinking like, wow, I'm old. But then I take a look at myself in the mirror, and I take a look at a lot of the things that I can do. And you know, I'm not old. I can do a lot of stuff that a lot of 30-year-olds can't do. Running marathons, climbing, skiing down double black diamonds. I mean, all kind of stuff I can do. And I'm just, again, I do it because I want to do these things and I train for them. You can't just get out of bed and start doing these. You have to think about it and determine what you want to do, figure out what you want to do, and then train a little bit and get in shape to do it. And you can do it. You can do it. Any of you listening to this today, I firmly believe that you can practically do anything you want in life. Now, I mean, come on, there are exceptions. I mean, if I said, okay, I would like to win the Chicago Marathon, let me tell you something, that ain't happening. It doesn't matter how much I prayed, meditated, wrote it down, studied that goal, that's never going to happen just because I can't do it. There's no way. But within reason, I can certainly write down something like, I want to run a marathon, I want to complete a marathon, and I can do that. And I'm willing to bet that most of my listeners could do something that they put their mind to as well, something like a marathon, or it doesn't even have to be that, but something that might be even a little bit extreme that you want to do, or some type of change you want to make in your life. I know for sure you can do it. I've done it, and again, I don't have any supernatural powers. I don't have any powers that any of you don't have. I'm the same as you. I just choose to do things. I chose to start this podcast. I didn't know anything about podcasting 5 months ago. I didn't, but I had this passion. I wanted to teach. I knew there was this medium out there called podcasting. I studied up a little bit, got the right equipment. It's not difficult. And here we are. I'm speaking to people all over the world and helping them, and there's no better feeling than that. And again, it's evidenced with my 10,000th download that just took place a few days ago, and it's growing very, very quickly. And again, I think we made a 360 right there. I started off talking about my podcast, ended up talking about my podcast. So I think this is a great time to go ahead and end this bonus episode and just say to you, I'm so glad you're with me. I'm so glad I'm with you. You're not alone. I'm no longer alone. I'm with you. I can help you. You can probably help me. Let's help each other. Let's be a team. And thank you so much for listening to Slice Your Age in Half. I am Dr. David Matto, and I'll see you back for the next regular episode. And maybe we'll do another bonus episode when we hit 20,000 downloads. We'll see. But this has been a blast doing this. I'm so glad you stuck it out, because as I said, I had, when I first started this, I had no idea what I was going to talk about this bonus episode. And you just kind of flowed. I hope it didn't get too preachy or too boring at all anytime during this. But I think we're going to end it right now. So again, thank you so much. I will see you soon. Please take care.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age in Half. You're no longer alone on this journey.